The head of the world's second biggest media company says he's resigning after a boardroom coup and rumors of hidden debts. Frenchman Jean-Marie Messier told a French newspaper he'll step down as the head of the Franco-American firm Vivendi Universal. The company is expected to formally approve Messier's resignation tomorrow. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Jean-Marie Messier turned a boring 150-year-old utilities company into a media powerhouse with one of the hottest stocks on the market. He created Vivendi Universal by merging a French firm with Canada's Seagram's, which owned Universal Movies and Music. It was the year 2000. The move was hailed as an ingenious convergence of content with distribution, Vivendi's cell phone and satellite TV networks. The idea was to deliver, on demand, entertainment to people anywhere and at any time, with Vivendi making money at every step. But Messier's spending spree didn't stop there. The man, who has been described as a strange blend of technocratic arrogance, Hollywood showmanship, and investment banker charm, spent $100 billion in building his corporate empire. But in the end, the markets voted against Messier's dreams. Vivendi posted the biggest ever loss in French corporate history this year. Its share price lost 60% of its value. Small shareholders are furious. Messier survived in part because French members of the board outvoted those from North America. Last week, one of the most important members, France's second most wealthy man, resigned from the board. Then the firm's two French banks decided not to lend the company any more money. So the writing was on the wall. Messier made up his mind to leave on Sunday. Today, he told a French newspaper he was leaving so that Vivendi Universal could survive. But that doesn't appear to be the plan of the men waiting in the wings. The idea is to break up the company, with another Frenchman acting as interim chief executive. French President Jacques Chirac and other politicians are reported to have used their influence to make sure French media units stay in French hands. In particular, the French pay TV company Canal+, which co-finances many French movies and is seen as a bulwark against an invasion of France's silver screens by Hollywood. As Messier leaves, there is widespread speculation that debt levels may be higher than reported. Yesterday, the Moody's credit rating firm downgraded Vivendi Universal's debt rating to junk status. Messier is reported to be negotiating a multi-million dollar package before leaving and seeking guarantees he won't be sued. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.